Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And if you want to holler at her, number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the holler at us number is 646-929-2037. And, of course, we want to hear from you, so we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site at www.smoothdrama.com. And also join our Yahoo group so you can keep up with us and holler back and forth. Social network, we do that. Twitter, you can follow me, Smooth Drama. Facebook, tag my yearbook. I'm Dick Hugger there. And last but not least, because I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me no way. When you want to stalk my homegirl, Miss 100%, you want to tell them where they can stalk you at?
Sure. They can get their cell phone at you can reach me. If you want to talk to me, you can hit me up on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out. Or if you want bullshit, that's cool, but I ain't, but I still listen to you. You can email me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com or Miss 100% at yahoo.com.
All right. And, of course, Miss 100%'s word for the week, since we here at Smooth Drama, we feel like we can just make up words since everybody else can. Our word for the week is still fuckery. Before we get into that, I want to say happy birthday to Miss Quintina Strange from the reality show Who Loves Honey. It's her birthday today, so
happy birthday.
In the meantime, once again, since we own fuckery here, the serial killer Charles Kimbo, who authored a children's book which is available on Amazon and has sold, according to them, over 14,000 copies in the first 2 weeks, then optioned for a movie and everything. And that ain't all. Mr. Kimbo says that when he writes, he prefers to write in semi-darkness, alone in the nude.
I bet you he do.
Oh, man. I just wonder what kind of society you got when a serial killer can be one of your bestsellers.
How many books did he sell in the first
14,000 in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's a guy who killed quite a few people in between 2002 and 2005. And, of course, he's eligible for parole about 25 years from now.
I mean, how the hell is a serial killer ever eligible for parole?
That's the mystery of the ages.
Wow.
That's what I said. I just say what kind of society you have when the serial killer is a bestseller. Children's book.
I can't even answer that question. I don't think Hey, listen, I'm going to stick to the rule on this one because this is some fuckery. I don't want to deal with this.
Please
go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know that the rule is you can't explain crazy.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting that you would have that. And then another killer who I only bring this up because I just think that it is madness. And there's a guy, I can't pronounce his name and don't really give a damn, Commerce Jeffsky or whatever. His lawyer's arguing that he was doomed from birth because the people that he murdered four people. A man, Jennifer Hawk Petit, the daughters, Haley, Michaela, and the doctor, William Petit, killed all of them. His lawyers arguing that he shouldn't get the death penalty because he was doomed from birth because he had bad parenting and he had a little abuse in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I say to that? Stop with the bitch ass.
Yeah.
Knock it off. I'm so sick of hearing excuses about people who do messed up stuff and then want to say, oh, blame it on my parents. Or, oh, blame it on the devil. Well, the devil made me do it. I'm sick of that.
Well, his parents were supposedly evangelicals.
Okay, so now because his parents were Christians or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't put the word Christian and evangelical together because there's some people that believe that they're evangelicals, but they worship other religions. They worship other gods like rocks and sand and stuff like that. So we're just evangelicals. So, but that's still no excuse because once you get old, you're responsible for yourself.
Okay. I take your word for it. I don't know about the worshiping rocks part. I want to see people who worship rocks.
The trees and the wind. The elements, and I'm speaking to the universe to give me blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, I know.
And I could go off into a tangent about that whole thing, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, no, I feel you there. I mean, I wonder, I mean, because, you know, we stuck, I wanted to focus on the stuff that we call fuckery.
Yeah, and that to me, that's fuckery too.
Yeah.
When you say that it's wrong for a group of people to believe in God, but it's not wrong for you to believe in worship cows or worship trees and stuff like that. What's the difference?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I
thought you would know. That's what I was saying.
You know, I'm not that smart. I'm perpetrating the fraud anyway. Now, this story here that I caught in Indianapolis, a woman who strangled her boyfriend and after she strangled him and killed him, she called the police and said her boyfriend had passed out and may not be breathing.
That's not funny.
she strangled him because he started cussing her out.
She just straight choked him out.
Just straight choked him out.
I just want to draw a comparison here, just real quick, okay? Okay. Now, remember how we talked about last week the word was pussification? There's no pussification in her whatsoever. She said, you cuss me out, I'm going to take your ass out of here. Period and point blank.
Yeah.
And she didn't win, and she did.
Yeah, he said a cuss word, and she choked him out.
Now, for all you Facebook gangsters, that's gangster.
Yeah. That is gangster, because what did you say? It ain't funny, because it is, but...
Say one more word, say one more.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, she just choked him up.
I mean, she got to be a hella strong.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt about that. She is really... strong.
She just commenced to choking a brother and and that's it.
That's I mean, it's still That's still some fuckery, though, because, you know, you, because somebody cuss you, you got to kill them.
Okay, so, let me jump into my role, the devil's advocate role again. Mm-hmm. Maybe it had been a thing in the past where cussing after the cussing came hitting, and maybe she put up with it for a long time, to the point where that one cuss word was just too many. It was just one too many, and she flipped out.
Yeah. It could be. I mean, obviously, but you would have thought that she may have brought that up. I was abused.
Oh, no.
Because that's normally how it goes, but hey, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but the worst one that I read so far this week is about this Utah man who shot his neighbor for telepathically threatening him and his wife. Yeah, he said dude was just working in his yard and
you can't even get it out without laughing, and I'm just like, really?
No, there's a post in the blog talk that me cracking up. I'll talk about it, but the guy shot his neighbor because he said the neighbor had been telepathically threatening him and his wife for a while and said that he had telepathically raped his wife on many occasions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That must have been a really horrible experience for him. For him to be able to not only communicate with this guy telepathically, but to be able to get into his wife's mind and watch her get mind fucked as well.
I know, huh?
I mean...
Because I think about that all the time. I'm in the line at the grocery store, and I'm just stabbing folks. It's like, you don't even feel it, do you? I done killed all y'all.
Wow.
This craziness.
Telepathic rape.
Telepathic rape.
Well, instead of raping him for real, I mean, killing him for real, why didn't he just, you know, murder him?
Just telepathically, I guess his mind skills ain't where it's supposed to be.
Well, like you said, he was stabbing him, but he didn't kill it.
Right.
So, he did it for real.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I just, wow.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's kind of crazy. And I was trying to understand them, but of course you can't stand fuckery, because fuckery is not to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
And so on that note, we're going to go on break. This is a shout out to my man Taj Malik. He might appreciate this. This is Ghetto Boys. I know how much he loved the Ghetto Boys. I tried.
Before you leave this shit alone, just try. Maybe it's something you can do to rectify. was dead. And plus you gotta think of the kids. It's kinda just the way life is. You either gotta live or you die. At least that I can say, let's try. Try to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good. No, when it's over, there's shit done. Sitting by yourself, fixed up. But I try to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good. No, when it's over, there's shit done. Sitting by yourself, fixed up.
A crackhead to pawn your shit when the deal put a foot in you, bitch. I sold dope raw, folks had to make ends meet. The fifth grade, I've been up in these streets trying to get it. Raised by a single mother, two sisters, two brothers. I used to face shit and love her, cause she beat her so much. Plus, she came home drunk, but every now and then she knock on wood and say, I tried to do the best that I could. And I believe her, cause she was treating evil out the box. You can't give what you ain't got. Mama, I was young, hitting licks, started helping you out. About the closest that you came to a man of the house. I was talking back, ducking through the door, getting smacked. You used to brag to your friends on how well I rap. We never really got along, but when you took sick, I was at your side till you died. I wasn't the best son, but I tried.
Tried to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good. No, when it's over, there's shit done. Sitting by yourself, fixed up. But I tried to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good.
I've always been a truth, never giving up. But the past few years has been really rough. Felt like giving up a couple of times. Take a jump, I plan a slug deep up in my mind. Fuck it, I'm dying. Done with struggling for mine. Sleeping on fans, floors, they no use to me lying. Change my name for anonymity, slip. But a 4 feet door set me on television, hard to miss. I get pissed over little shit. Little shit drive me crazy. Then I start thinking about my babies. I can't go to jail. I can't die. Who better teach them about this cruel world than I? Their mamas won't let me see them. I still pay my support. Cause once you give life, life is bigger than yours. Maybe I'm not all you expect me to be. But when it's done and said, ultimately, there he cries. I try.
Gained my Oliver Miller composure. I was reading 100. There's some new food that they're putting out there. I guess it's supposed to start with the Army, and they're gonna put it out for the rest of us also. Beef jerky stick that has the equivalent of a coffee's worth of caffeine, along with some Zapple sauce, as supposed to have the caffeine in it also. The food is supposed to be laced with omega-3 curcumin, which I don't know what the hell that is, and anti-inflammatories.
You know what? So they're basically trying to create something to keep them going. Yeah. That's what it is. They're just trying to, I guess, the normal proteins and all the stuff that they're using is not working. So they're trying to, they're over there much longer than expected. So they try to give them a boost of energy.
Well, I believe too much caffeine is not good for you.
I think too much caffeine will kill a person. So
Yeah.
I mean, since they can't afford to bring them home, they just figure they just take them out.
Yeah. What was that old Hacksaw? Was it Hacksaw Jim Duggan or what? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think his name. Step into a Slim Jim.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so you go step into a Slim Jim or eight or nine of them and drop dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, coming to a Target near you. Along with vending machines that have steaks and other meat. Yeah, right down there by you, 100, down there in Alabama, Odenville, Alabama. They have vending machines that got steak, New York strip, ribeye, pork chop, sirloin, pork tenderloin, and sausages.
You would have to say near me, wouldn't you? Wow. Remember back a couple weeks we were talking about how were they going to start introducing the stem cell meats and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Here it is right here.
But if I'm
some idiot is going to say, "Oh, what a great idea, meat in the vending machine."
Yeah, he said he's selling out.
Wow.
Yeah, because you can get a vending machine steak or pork tenderloin for $6.
Wow.
Know how y'all love y'all special cuts down there in the south for the barbecue.
I don't know about that, but
I'm just thinking, who is checking the vending machine? Who's swapping what out?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, how is it any different from them old-ass egg salad sandwiches that be in the vending machine for 2 or 3 weeks and nobody...
Mm.
And the chicken sandwiches, the chicken, they have chicken sandwiches, burritos, all that kind of stuff in vending machines.
Yeah, I'm a pass. It's all right. I think I can get by without that.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I'll be missing out on anything by not buying a vending machine pork chop.
Yeah. Where did you get that? Oh, right downstairs the vending machine.
Girl, they got baby back ribs. You better go get you some.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. Now, you know, speaking of some more fuckery, you know, in Idaho, there's a sniper school where you can go and learn and get your snipe on.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, how do you apply to the school? It's a sniper school.
But I'm thinking, you know, probably if you can make it to the school, they'll let you in.
If you can beat the first test by actually making it up to the front.
Right. You make it up the hill, you in.
Congratulations, you're in. You're in the top 1%.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, supposedly they're using the private land to simulate Afghanistan terrain for sniper platoons getting ready to deploy.
But it's civilians.
Yeah.
So they about to start deploying civilians?
No, you know what that is. They are practicing on how to shoot folks in the inner city. Practice out in the woods. That way you can know how to pick them off from the rooftops and whatnot.
And they practice it on us.
Well, that would probably be what's going to end up happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the conspiracy theorist in me. I, you know, practicing in the woods to knock out to be a sniper. I thought that's what the military was for. I didn't think that there would be a sniper school for civilians.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, I hope that you know that's not true. I hope that's kind of scary.
That the FBI or CIA or the government would be sponsoring something on the low to be able to counteract some of this Occupy activity.
Wow. Y'all better take your ass home and sit down somewhere.
Hey, I mean, no, you think, I mean, you see these so-called revolutionaries tagging, freaking
mm-hmm.
coffee shop window,
mm-hmm.
sniper school.
Yeah, I don't understand, but okay.
Yeah,
hey, we'll talk about that later.
Well, I don't understand it, and I guess it don't matter. And this type of thing, it doesn't really get to play. You hear about the Occupy. You hear all this Occupy stuff, like they're really out there being revolutionaries in the streets, trying to take down the system. And now they just breaking in the coffee shops and stealing sugar packs. And, you know, Craig was here.
I don't understand how destroying small businesses, you know, hurts Wall Street.
Yeah, and nobody's taking down Wells Fargo.
Nobody's fucking with Chase.
Yeah, is Tully's coffee shop or whoever is selling tennis shoes downtown?
You said Tully's. That's a good made up name.
That's actually a place that got hit.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they broke into Tully's coffee shop here in Oakland.
Wow.
Yeah. Tagged on the walls and everything. Like, yeah, you sticking it to the man, homie.
The wrong man.
Yeah, old woman. Talking about, here I am. Conspiracy theory. There's a little debate going out right now because Georgia just defunded weight loss surgery. Sponsored, paid for by the state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Georgia is one of the 44 states, well, was one of the 44 states that covered the operation. Well, so now it'd be 43. The other six, Montana, Idaho, Kansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania, they don't cover weight loss surgery. And My question would be, you think that is a newsworthy story? I mean, should the state even be covering weight loss surgery?
Personally, or in my opinion, I think that in certain instances, weight loss surgery is used for life-saving measures. Just one instance, there was a person who needed weight loss surgery before they had a kidney transplant. And she was close to the end of her life, losing her life. But the weight gain wasn't from, you know, what people think, oh, well, you just greedy and you got fat and you wanted the government to pay for it. That wasn't the case. It was an illness. So in instances like that, I think they should, because that's what it's there for. And remember, there's a difference between Medicaid, where people who are on welfare get Medicaid or get CareSource or like that, and then there's a difference between Medicaid for disabled people and Medicare Part A and B. So those are the ones that all cover it. So I guess it just depends on what part of, you know, the Medicaid or whatever is going to be, you know, cutting it out. And are there going to be any, I guess, exceptions to that rule, for especially for people who need the weight loss surgery for, you know, kidney failure, you know, kidney transplants and things like that? Because,
well,
it was supposed to help the person, and but the person ended up passing away anyway, and didn't ever get the, wasn't ever able to get the kidney transplant. So,
well, it's just, yeah, I get that, but then we're talking about, okay, there are seven states where that doesn't happen, and you know, people are in Georgia, they're upset. I guess it was one woman in particular who was trying to get the surgery, but she can't because Georgia stopped paying for it. So, I mean, I guess her choice is to move to one of those 43 other states.
Yeah. And then also, what people don't really realize is that even though they may take the program away, first of all, it's not all that easy to get approved for it to begin with. Because like I said, it has to be almost a life or death situation in order for Medicaid or Medicare or care source to pay for it in the first place. It's not like you can say, you know, I need this surgery because I'm overweight. There has to be other pre-existing conditions there, and you have to be able to prove that if this person doesn't get this surgery, that they will die if they don't get it. And you have to prove.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I know that, and I understand that, and I put it out there because, you know, As a taxpayer, you say, okay, if I have insurance, no matter what I want done, if I have insurance, my insurance should pay for it, right? Technically speaking.
Pay for it, yeah. Well,
I mean, if such and such can be approved for weight loss surgery, why couldn't such and such also be approved for penis enlargement?
Because that's not something that will save your life, or it's not something that will cause you to die if you don't get it.
I get that. But at the same time, a lot of the people who do the weight loss surgery,
mm-hmm.
it's not for life or death.
But you can't say that.
Well, no. I'm saying that, yeah, there are a few cases where it's not. I mean, eventually, if you stay the course, you will die younger.
No. I'm saying as far as insurance, now I know Blue Cross Blue Shield, they will approve your surgery regardless of if it's a life or death situation, you know, but as far, and they will also pay for after you have the surgery, if you need, like you have the extra skin and stuff, which is basically plastic surgery, but they put it under something else. They will pay for that as well. But as far as Medicaid, Medicare, and all of that, it has to be something that is life or death in order for them to approve it. It's not as if, you know, it's not like the private insurance.
Okay.
Yeah, so the
I wanted to bring that point out because it doesn't take any kind of approval by anybody for your phone company to sell your information to the highest bidder on an anonymous basis. Now, and I make the distinction because, okay, you have to go through hoops, as you say, to get approved
mm-hmm.
to have something for you, even though you've paid for the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas your phone company from Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, whoever, they changed their privacy policy, which I'm sure none of us got the email or that letter which allows them to record customers' location data and web browsing history and combine it with your other personal information that they already have that they make you give them.
Right.
And they sell it to businesses all over the globe, as well as we already know, supply your government with
information. So this is one of those things where everybody is included unless you opt out of it, and you can't opt out of something that you don't know that you've automatically been opted into in the first.
Well, basically, you have to be a person who doesn't have a cell phone for them or an internet or anything. You have to totally be off the grid for them.
So you're saying that regardless of what, even if you don't want your information given out, they're giving it out anyway against your wishes.
No, they're not giving it out. They're selling it.
They're selling it, yeah.
They're making a profit off of it.
Yeah, I used the wrong word choice, but I understand what you think. So there's just, wow. But you can't sell your own stuff and make a profit off of it because that's illegal for you to do it.
Pretty much. Or if you try to, you know, make a copy of a movie, whatnot.
A copy of a movie that you've already purchased.
Yeah. If you do that, you go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah. No biggie.
I think this pretty much defines our word of the week.
Fuckery. Right.
With no Vaseline.
Yeah. And speaking of fuckery with Vaseline or whatnot, is like our next song coming up here on the break here. Immortal Techniques, Third World. We kind of slipping off into that whole third world where nothing you say or do even matters. And on that note, we just go into it. This is Immortal Technique, Third World.
Immortal Technique and DJ Green London. Third world, motherfucker. I'm from where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cut. From where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Immortal Technique and DJ Green London. Third world, motherfucker. From where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. The third world, motherfucker. I'm from where the golden diamonds are ripped from the earth. Right next to the slave castles where the water is cursed. From where police brutality's not half as nice. It makes the hood in America look like paradise. Compared to the AIDS and
best. Together you got to move.
All right. Sorry about that. We ain't even gonna do all that. I guess they didn't want to hear about the third world.
Wow, Blog Talk, you're tripping with the technical difficulties.
Yeah, really. Technical difficulties beyond.
That's some more fuckery, ain't it?
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. So we just gonna move into our dumb asses of the week. You want to bust your dumb ass out first?
Yeah, my dumb ass is Ricky LaTouche. He was found guilty of murder for strangling his Thai wife after she smashed up his collection of Star Wars toys. He claimed that his wife, Porn Pilly, damaged the Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker memorabilia that he had built up since he was a child he suffocated his wife, then ran off sobbing to his mother, who lived in a nearby street.
What?
Yeah. So he basically choked his wife out and killed her because she smashed up his Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker toys that he passed as a child. And then after he killed his wife, he ran to his mom.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, with nerds, that shit is sincere. You don't mess up the Darth Vader and the Star Wars toys and not expect for a nerd to snap.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey.
He said that he was a henpecked husband, and he said he flipped out after she threatened to leave and go back to her native Thailand. But then on top of that, instead of just leaving, she decided to just, while they were arguing, just start smashing up his toys just to make his life hell. And that's when he said that's when he flipped. That's when he snapped.
Hey, I'm just saying, if you want to live, you don't mess with nerd shit. The Darth Vader toys and the Star Wars memorabilia, you smash that.
Your ass is out of here.
Hey, they coming. You can only push nerds so far.
He said, I can only take so much. You can leave.
You can cut me out, all that, but when you broke Darth Vader, that was it.
Yeah.
That was the end. I mean, now, my dumb ass is way down in Australia, an Australian model, who assaulted a man in the McDonald's drive-thru, well, a McDonald's drive-thru employee with a tampon. her model friend, I'm thinking Zoolander for some reason, they went by 3 a.m. to a McDonald's drive-thru and decided to play a joke on the attendant. Like, oh, what's this in my fries? And took out a wet tampon, which they had dipped in some kind of lime mix or whatever, and dabbed it on the employee's hand. And the employee saw it, ran to the sink to wash their hands. And then, I guess witnesses said that old Rebecca Crimmins threw the tampon at him and missed, hit the refrigerator. And because of that, she, of course, got charged and put in jail. But she blames the media for blowing the whole tampon incident way out of proportion.
First of all, you too damn grown to be playing like that. And I probably would have snatched your ass out the car about it. You don't know what, on that. How is he to know that she dipped it in some lime mix or some crap? You see a tampon. You think tampon, but you had to, but okay, and you touching me with, I'm going to have to choke you out on that one.
Yeah, that's who the Indianapolis woman should have choked out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Choked her out. What? You throwing a tampon at me?
Yeah, it's on my popcorn. Let's do this.
Now, I want to talk about, because we own fuckery here real quick. There's some crazy folk who took photos inside a dead horse.
Really?
They said the horse was dying, whatnot, and so they killed it, shot it, and then they gutted it, and then the woman took off her clothes and climbed inside it and took pictures, and then posted them online, and they were shocked by the fact that they got a lot of criticism and the police came and investigated them for animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ate the animal. And they said because they wanted to feel one with the horse.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just the nastiest thing that I can imagine for anybody to do.
Nah, because you had to see the pictures. There's pictures of her in there. She's got a picture where she's got the horse heart in her hand and got it smashed up against her face. She's inside the horse's stomach, the blood and guts is on her. It's one of the nastiest things I ever seen in my life. I'm like, all right.
See, here's the thing with that story that I don't really like about them not getting in trouble for it, because they say that the horse was sick or whatever, and they shot the horse and then did it. But who's to say that they didn't just butcher that horse and then say, okay, well, we'll shoot the horse in the head and say that it was sick, you know, so we won't get in trouble, because obviously we didn't post the pictures. So somebody's going to ask questions, you know. But just the whole thing about eating a horse's heart and climbing it, just, you know what? Somebody ought to go to jail for something. I don't know what, but find some kind of law.
Some kind of law.
You send their ass to jail. To lock them up, because it's just nasty. Lock them up for just being, you know.
Just being nasty.
Yeah.
All right. I feel you there. I mean, if we was punk ass Popo, I guess we could just show up and arrest them. Because,
I mean, the stuff that, you know, should be wrong, you know, I was reading, and see, I didn't have the heart to look at all of the photos in their entirety. I couldn't take it. But I did read some of the comments, and what bothered me about the comments were most of the people were for this couple, saying that, oh, the people that think that this is wrong or that there's something wrong with this, is something wrong with us. And it bothers me that nowadays people think that doing something like this is cool or is okay.
Well, hold on. Didn't we start the show talking about a serial killer is writing successful children's books? So if a serial killer can write a successful children's book, people can agree with crazy folk gutting horses and taking pictures inside a bloody carcass.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we go back, because right now I'm missing Hoop was supposed to start yesterday. There's no basketball, so... You know, we got to go hard in the paint, and I got to come down the court, and I got to throw the lob for Miss 100% to go up and dunk backwards with her ass in your face.
You need a stink face.
Yes, stink face. here's a guy. Whatchamacallem? Rab. I'm just going to say that's his name, Rab. He wrote a book talking about the whore of Akron, talking about LeBron James. And, it's real tiring to keep hearing about this. It's like, yo, dog, that was last year. Let it die. But, of course, everybody's on LeBron. And whether you like LeBron or not, hey, he was a free agent when he left. He didn't request no trade. And he put Cleveland on the map. Last time I checked, before he was there, they sucked. And we wasn't even talking about Cleveland.
Right.
And when he left, we wasn't even talking about Cleveland.
Right.
Except for how bad they sucked again.
Now, I think we had discussed this particular, not this idiot writing the book, but the whole LeBron James thing before, when I was saying that I witnessed a fight break out over a person making a choice, you know, a career move. And that's what it was. It was a career move. So I just don't understand how we are so hypocritical when we, in our own lives, we can make our own choices, you know, what's best for us. But
yeah, hold on. I get a raise and I get to move to Miami, or I can stay in Cleveland.
Right.
Let me think about that for a minute.
But let me consider let me consider all these other people before I do it, because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings by leaving.
Yeah. Okay. Really? Yeah, not gonna happen.
So I think basically LeBron would probably say, he probably can't say it, but I'll say it for him. He can take that book and stick it where the sun don't shine. Who cares?
Well, I'm not even going to say the name of the book, because ain't no need for anybody to check it out.
Yeah, we don't support bitch assness on the show.
Well, speaking of bitch assness, now you know about this Herman Cain shit. Herman Cain, a man that I have no good words for. So I think I'll just tell the people what Herman Cain does for you, Miss 100%.
He does absolutely nothing for me. I mean, here's a man who, to look at him, I just want to slap him. And then when he opens his mouth, I mean, I have to shut my system down, because I just want to go through the TV on the punk ass. I just can't stand Herman Cain.
So basically you're saying that when you hear Herman Cain talk, your body goes into almost like a coma-like condition?
Yeah, it just my shit just lock up. I mean, I can't take it. He just turns me off completely.
You know what's funny? When I hear him talk, it's almost like George Bush with in blackface.
Yeah.
He sounds stupid just like him. When he talk, I'm just sitting up there like, wow.
You're like, wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. Dude, are you going to say something else? He yelling at people. He in a debate and he yelling at people. I mean,
well,
at somebody.
Well, obviously, and we already talked about how Ann Coulter was coming out saying, well, our black coon is better than your black coon.
Well, she can have his ass.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I just think that is funny.
Our blacks are better than your blacks.
Yeah, well, I'm saying our coon is better than your coon.
But yeah, that's what
it is. Which is what it is. But, you know, we just to get into it, y'all know that he's going through the whole sexual harassment. And the woman who was involved in it in the 1990s, which was, about 20 years ago, and got into a harassment dispute with him, she wants to speak out about it. Her lawyer says she's frustrated by a non-disclosure agreement that she signed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
Yeah.
I see shit written all over this anyway, and I mean, saying some shit like that to get your ass punched. I mean, really. I mean, because I done paid you to be quiet.
Right.
Now you want to talk. Just the fact that you are going to the media and saying, I want you to release a gag order, is already, an implication that something went on. So now you trying to hurt my credibility by the people that are urging her to do this are, you know, they're very smart, very cunning, because just the mere mention of it messes him up.
Oh, hold on,
he's already fucked up. But,
yeah,
you know,
but you're talking about messing him up.
I mean, but it's people out there that like him.
Yeah, I mean, but they, I mean, I, and the fact that we talk about this is hilarious, because she took the money.
Like, exactly.
If it was about principle, you wouldn't have took the fucking money.
And it was never about no principle, because first of all, whatever he said to her ass, she probably liked it any damn way.
Well, whether she liked it or not, so she took the money and signed the agreement. If you took the money and signed the agreement, don't talk about, oh, well, if he will allow me to talk now, no. I mean,
I'm really going to allow you to open your mouth and say some stuff that's going to damn. Like I said, stuff like that will get this. You ought to get punched in the throat for saying something like that.
No, no. You know, Herman Cain is thinking, you know what? I'm gonna call R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, R, why don't you pee on her?
This bullshit.
What? You trying to duck? Hold.
You and you hold her ass down.
Myself, I'm rooting for Herman Cain and Obama just so one you would see KKK in Christian white militia and all them folks going crazy. It would be cooning on a whole nother level of the cooning game. I mean, because you have Obama on one end. And then you'll have Herman Cain. I would pay money to see them two running against each other.
You know what? That's some funny shit. When you just think about it, just picture it.
I want Herman Cain to pick what's her name? The beauty contest winner.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, I want him to take Sarah Palin. So I mean, it'd be that would be the greatest.
Wow.
To watch every debate, I would be there. For every debate, any sound clips, I mean, you know, that would be the greatest presidential candidate. Oh, and the articles, and I would be listening to Rush Limbaugh and all. Man, you know.
I mean the media. The media would profit big time off of something like that. Every person that's involved in media would be rich immediately. Just off of that.
I'm thinking of the old Wonder Woman song, but I'm thinking super cool. So I'm praying. I don't want no Mitt Romney, no Rick Perry. I want Herman Cain. Please. You
know, and they both, Obama and Cain, they are both black. And they will go black on you in a minute. Like, you got Herman Cain yelling at people. And Obama, you know, it come out of him sometimes. I can't imagine Herman Cain, wait, yelling at his Obama like, now, wait a minute. Let's shut your ass up.
Exactly. That's why I said, if you're out there listening, please, if you registered to vote, please vote for Herman Cain. Please. just to get him through so it can be him against Obama. Just for me, if y'all ever want to do me a favor, please, I'm begging. I know that just getting him on the ballot against Obama would be the greatest shit ever. And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening.
You are a hot mess.
Yes, I want to thank you, Ms. 100%. I want to thank my homies in the chat room. Big shout out to Oliver Miller. Yeah. On that note, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, for my homegirl, Miss 100%, We Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
Drama.